Wherever you live in West Texas, whether in Lubbock or in Abilene or at a home here in Wichita Falls, we thank you today for listening. The program here is about the culture of America and the culture of Texas and the culture of Wichita Falls, and it's not simply about politics. I am Bill Lockwood. We're thankful for your listening today. We hope that the program is beneficial to you in learning about America and learning about the Constitution, learning about the issues that are on the table today. Now, coming up in just a few moments, I have my good friend Jesse Lee Peterson from California. He's a Los Angeles-based preacher. He is also a radio talk show host, a conservative talk radio show host. And Jesse Lee Peterson is going to be talking with us about what is right now happening. Media Matters is trying to shut down Jesse Lee Peterson. Now, Alex Jones in Austin has already been taken off the air. And he has had a lot of pushback, and so they took him off the air, at least, or not off the air, but they took him off of Twitter accounts. And they are beginning to ban some of this free speech that we are so cherish in America. Media Matters was behind that, George Soros' funded organization, and they're also after Jesse Lee Peterson to take him off of the air. So we'll be talking with Jesse Lee Peterson in just a few moments about that. Right now, however, I do want to turn attention to an issue that has come up in Wichita Falls, and it involves what I might simply call tolerance for homosexuality means that you comply. I want to begin this segment with a short read from Steve Hotze of Conservative Republicans of Texas, and he exposes the weakness of the homosexual movement and the weakness of the liberal movement, and here's how he writes it. The homosexuals are intent on destroying biblical marriage and throwing our state and nation into sexual and moral anarchy. They are fascists who want to force the acceptance and normalization of the homosexual lifestyle, the practice of sodomy upon individuals, family, churches, schools, and businesses. They want the government to mandate that homosexual conduct be taught to school children starting in the kindergarten. The teachers will encourage the children to experiment with homosexual activity so that they can more easily be recruited into the homosexual lifestyle. The homosexuals and their pro-homosexual allies in the media are demonizing Christians and intend to criminalize biblical Christianity. I believe he is exactly on target here, and this issue has come in front of us again here in Wichita Falls. Now, let me begin with a note here of an article that appeared in the Times Record News by Claire Kowalik. And this appeared in the 15th of September of this year. Nearly 20 years after serving as a witness and subject expert in a legal battle over controversial children's books, Millie Gore is returning to her native Wichita Falls with her own addition to the genre. Gore will speak from 3 to 5 p.m. September 26 at Midwestern State University's Moffitt Library during Banned Books Week. And she will discuss her part in trial following the Altman resolution and the ensuing lawsuit filed by the ACLU. She also will talk about her new book, which is called All Is Assuredly Well, the first of a 7-book series featuring a same-sex couple of kings and their adopted baby girl. A professor of multicultural and special education and author of dozens of books on educational inclusion, Gore said if it had not been for her experience during the trial of the 1990s, she would never have considered writing such a book. And so the Times Record News now tells us a little bit about the history of it, and in case you're unfamiliar with it, it involved, of course, the pastor of the First Baptist Church, Robert Jeffress, who took the correct biblical stance and talked about the books that were in the library, Heather Has Two Mommies and Daddy's Roommate. And as he announced it at the pulpit at the First Baptist Church, saying the cause of problems in the country were because of homosexuality. Now, this is a quotation from the article. I would simply say, adding to that, that would be in part because of homosexuality, but it certainly is a problem. The children's books, from the article, it says, both discussed same-sex parents or parents in a same-sex relationship. The books were from the Wichita Falls Public Library, and it was implied they would not be returned. Then librarian Linda Hughes said the books were public property and a warrant would be issued if they were not returned. And then Jeffress reportedly wrote a check for $56 to cover the cost of the books and said the money could not be used to purchase the same books again. Then we have the city council gets involved in it. Jeffress then urged his parishioners to get the Wichita Falls City Council to pass a law banning these books from the children's section of the library. The books were kept in the adult section of the library, but this resolution failed in a 4-3 vote in the council. As a compromise, the council said if 300 Wichita Falls residents who were library card holders signed a petition, then the library would have to move the books to the adult section. During this time, about 20 residents created the Wichita Falls Coalition Against Censorship. So then with the ACLU's involved in it, as Jeffress and like-minded individuals worked to gather the signatures needed for the petition, the Coalition Against Censorship was meeting with the ACLU to present a lawsuit for First Amendment rights as soon as the books were pulled from the children's section. Gore said it was on her 47th birthday she took the stand carrying two paper grocery bags full of banned books. She spoke for 2 hours describing each of the books and why they were banned. She explained how literature affects children of diverse groups. For example, an African-American child may see books about animal families or white families, but no books about children that look like them. I want to just stop here for a moment. This is not simply about what families look like. This is about basic morality. This is about the basic culture of America. We should not be trying to reflect what actually occurs, but we should be about presenting something that is truthful and God-oriented. And the whole deal here, the whole press of Ms. Gore is to accept something as normal that is not normal. It is actually throwing our state and our nation into sexual and moral anarchy to present homosexual relationships as normal. But this is what Ms. Gore says. Likewise, a child with a gay or lesbian parent may have a difficult time finding literature that features their lived experience. Well, it may be. That may be. But the question is not whether they see something reflecting what they look like. The question is, are we going to normalize homosexual relationships and homosexual marriage? It's also interesting, she goes on to say, this is from the paper, quoting Ms. Gore, every citizen in this country has the right to read what they want to read. That's not predicated on age. By tradition, parents have the right to raise their children how they see fit. Let me just stop here. Did you notice how she put it? By tradition. By tradition. Well, traditions are made to be broken. This is not simply tradition, Ms. Gore. This is not simply tradition times record news. This is biblical orientation. This is biblical mandate that fathers and mothers raise their children. Here's the problem. This is the problem. And that is to simply classify mom, dad, and the kids as some kind of tradition that we have had in America, but we need to move away from the tradition is the implication. It's not simply by tradition. It is by God's mandate that parents have the right to raise their children how they see fit. It's not simply tradition. Then she goes on to say, parents have the right and responsibility to determine what their children read. You do not have the right to determine what my child will have access to in the public library, she said during her testimony, and this is from the Times Record News quoting her. Well, that's interesting because our culture right now has a whole category called hate speech. And that hate speech has banned people like Alex Jones from Twitter because hate speech is determined by the eye of the beholder or the ear of the beholder. It just depends upon what they prefer and what they don't prefer. What those on the left desire is access to hedonistic materials, while at the same time quieting voices on the right. They call that hate speech. Now, that's something that's already going on. Continuing in the article, she has a book out called Tango Makes Three that was published based upon a true story of two male zoo penguins who were given an egg and raised a young penguin. That book, she said, remains the top, the 10 most banned books list. Also, quoting from Ms. Gore, she said after the case ended, that was in the 1993, she watched with great interest, but the canon of books for children of same-sex parents failed to thrive. I don't know exactly what she means, the canon of books for children, but notice the phraseology here. It doesn't thrive. It's not thriving. That is same-sex parents, homosexual sodomite parents. Those are failing to thrive. They don't want simply that it is allow their foot in the door. They want to kick the door open, and they want it to thrive. That's what's taking place here in America, and that's what's taking place here in Wichita Falls. All is assuredly well, this is from the article, has already earned a coveted Kirkus Blue Star review, an achievement accomplished by only 3% of entries. Of course, the subject matter obviously has a lot to do with why they gave it accolades. This book was born on that witness stand, she said. It would not have occurred to me if I had not been a part of that case. Little children need to see families that look like theirs. We've already talked about that. No, children need to see morals reflected, not necessarily families. How about polygamous relationships? We're going to have that? We're going to have polygamy in America? Do we need to see drug-addicted families? Or should we present families that people might aspire to be or to become? Well, this is what's taking place in Wichita Falls. And I'm going to tell you this, that we have a major problem in our culture. And that problem is, of course, exacerbated by the Obama administration, the late Obama administration, I'm happy to say. But for the first time in world history, we have made legitimate, legal homosexual marriage. Now, I do want to say one more thing about homosexuality here for just a moment. And that is, this has come out just a couple of years ago. This is from two professors. I don't know if you've read the reports that they have done. Arizona State University, Lawrence Mayer and Paul McHugh of Johns Hopkins University. They co-authored a groundbreaking sexuality and gender report that looked at top peer-reviewed studies across major scientific fields, and they had some key findings. Number one, the understanding of sexual orientation as an innate, biologically fixed property of human beings, that idea that people are born that way, is not supported by scientific evidence. Number two, compared to heterosexuals, non-heterosexuals are about 2 or 3 times as likely to have experienced childhood sexual abuse. Number three, members of the non-heterosexual population are estimated to have about 1.5 times higher risk of experiencing anxiety disorders than members of heterosexual population, as well as a roughly double the risk of depression, 1.5 times the risk of substance abuse, and nearly 2.5 times the risk of suicide. This is what the homosexual lifestyle brings America. Number four. Members of the transgender population are also at a higher risk of a variety of mental health problems compared to members of the non-transgender population. Especially alarmingly, the rate of lifetime suicide attempts across all ages of transgender individuals is estimated at 41% compared to under 5% in the overall U.S. population. Number six, the hypothesis that gender identity is an innate fixed property of human beings that is independent of biological sex, that a person might be a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body, is not supported by scientific evidence. What is it, friends? What is it? It's culture. It's the culture that presses it. And I'm going to tell you something before reading more of this. The cultural left is wrong about almost everything that they touch when it comes to gender, sexuality, morality, anything that has to do with that, they are just absolutely wrong on it. The confused morality that we have in our country and they're currently forcing upon our government, our schools, and our culture is now right here in Wichita Falls. It is detrimental to our nation. It is detrimental to families. It is against God. It is against the Bible. And I'm not afraid to say that homosexual activity and homosexual marriage is sinful. It's not marriage at all. It is sinful in the eyes of God. And I am wondering, where are the preachers and the pulpits to stand up against this hedonistic idea that is being pressed even in our community? We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back. We have our very special guest and a very good and personal friend with us right now, and that is none other than the one and only Jesse Lee Peterson from Los Angeles, California. And he, of course, is outspoken for the truth. He's a preacher of righteousness. He does what is right. And I tell you what, if you follow Jesse Lee Peterson, you know whereof I'm speaking here. Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, and that is, I'll just set this up just for a second. As everybody knows, Alex Jones here in Texas has been banned by Twitter and been silenced by Twitter, and they're trying to put the sock in his mouth. But now Media Matters is after Jesse Lee Peterson. As a matter of fact, Jesse Lee Peterson's at the top of the list, the hit list. And so Jesse Lee Peterson's in the crosshairs of Media Matters. And you know, one thing I was going to say, Jesse, before I let you respond here, and that is, I've always heard that there's only one thing worse than people talking bad about you, and that is they're not saying anything at all.
That's right.
So welcome to the program, my friend.
Well, Bill, I tell you, it's always an honor to be on with you, so thank you so much. Sometime on the weekend, I get a chance to hear your show, and it's amazing, so I really appreciate it. Also, I and everybody and their mama appreciate when they hear you on my show, in the very much, so... Well, it's just amazing. I had one guy tell me that he really liked me. He really liked, and this was a black guy, and he really liked where I'm coming from. He said the only white person he liked, though, is Bill.
Oh, is that? Well, good. Okay.
He said, that's the only white person I like is Bill Lockwood.
Well, I appreciate that. What is that, one of your producers in the back office there?
No, it was somebody that I was meeting.
Okay.
You know, the folks at the office love you, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, that's only because they haven't met me yet.
That's right. So. They need to meet Mike. Now, you know what, that's Jesse? Right. Media Matters called you a white supremacist.
I know, isn't that something?
Now, how's that?
I know that I'm white on the inside, black on the outside. That's Oreo cookie. But you know what it is?
Yeah.
Media Matter want to keep black people on the plantation of the Democratic Party. Media Matter hate black people. They don't respect them. So any black person that leave that plantation mentality, where they become independent, they are free thinkers, they love the country, they are not African-American but Americans, that's dangerous for Media Matter and the Democratic Party and the liberal media, because if they lose the support of black Americans, then they go out of business.
Anytime
these people want to bring on destruction to the society, if they want to usher in their perverted ideas, they always use black people to get it done, because they bring up this lie that they're being discriminated against, this is racism, this is that. And so now that, you know, we've been around 28 years, we're starting to have a major impact on the thinking of really not just people in this country, but around the world. I literally hear from people around the world, and people are waking up, they're returning to God, and Media Matter is afraid of that, so that's why they're trying to stop me right now.
Well, listen, Jesse, here they say, and I made a mistake earlier, I know it was YouTube that banned Alex Jones, and I guess, but they're trying to ban you from the radio, I guess, and
yes.
They say, well, you promote violence against or has the primary purpose of inciting hatred against protected classes, including LGBTQ, and Jewish people, African Americans, and other racial minorities.
I know. Isn't that amazing? They said I hate black people and I hate everything. What I'm saying, if you listen to my show for any time at all, you see that I'm always encouraging people to forgive. I encourage them to love what's right with all their heart, soul, and might. But I also encourage them not to accept wrongdoing. You know, when you accept wrongdoing as a right, when you call good evil, then it affects your life, your family life, and the country at large. And I am a Christian, and it's a blessing to be a Christian. And I always say that black Americans are suffering not because of this phony idea of racism, but the lack of moral character. And I say that homosexuality is wrong, and that there are people who are in that lifestyle, they know it's wrong, but they don't know how to overcome. But you have the radical homosexuals and so-called transgender people who are trying to impose that lifestyle on us, and we should not accept it. Don't hate them, but don't accept it. Speak up, but don't resent.
Right.
Because good will overcome evil. And so if they want to call that hate bill, let them call it. But we can no longer sit back and allow the children of the lie to impose evil upon us. If we do, it's over for the country.
Hey, Jesse, am I correct in saying that California has the law that says that even preachers, pastors, so forth, cannot counsel that homosexuality is sinful or something along that line?
Yeah, they say that even if a homosexual want counseling, you can't do it. I think they said you can do it, but you can't get paid for it or something crazy. But they do not want you to even help those people who are locked in that lifestyle but know something is wrong with it and don't want to be that way. And they're imposing this upon nonprofits and churches and everyone. And see, that's why I refuse to bow down, Bill, because these people are promoting evil. I have the right, the God-given right, to promote good. Because the one problem that we have allowed to happen in this country over the last 60 years, and I talked about this on my show either yesterday or today, is that we have allowed these people to come in and they attack the good folks, and they told them, you hate us because you won't let us do what we want to do. I remember it was back in the 70s or 80s or sometime when Jerry Falwell was fighting against the porn industry. They wanted to put that stuff on TV and have it in magazines, and Jerry Falwell fought against that. And they eventually beat him down, and they won. And now we have this stuff all over the TV and everywhere. And the same thing with homosexuality. At one time, we would never allow two men or two women to be on TV or anywhere like that.
Right.
Promoting evil. Where they call us homophobes, they fought and got laws passed. And now when you turn your TV on, Bill, you see that mess everywhere now.
Yes, you do.
Guys making out on TV, and it's so prevalent now that it almost seems normal.
Right.
And so we are fighting for the soul of America. We want our government back, but we also are fighting for the soul of this country. And they don't want that to happen.
You know what I've thought of for a long time? That the entire culture war is really against Christ and against biblical values and the Bible itself. And the reason I say that is because if you think about it, if you criticize Islam, for example,
yeah,
which takes a very dim view of homosexuality, by the way.
Yeah.
If you criticize Islam, then you're going to get attacked by the same media matter liberals as if you say that homosexuality is sinful. And of course, it's not really attacking them. You're just pointing out Islam is a false religion, a man-made religion, and
yes,
homosexuality is a sinful lifestyle. And we urge people to get out of it. But those two are disparate ideas, Islam and homosexuality. They're completely different, and yet the same people come and attack us when we oppose those things.
That's right. Christianity is the most hated religion on this side of heaven. And I believe it's because Christianity is the only religion that I'm aware of. I could be wrong, but that I'm aware of that says that you have to admit that you're wrong. You have to repent before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven. And these children of the lie, the liberal media, the Democratic Party, Media Matters, the right-wing Republicans, and other, they just want power and wealth. And they don't want to admit that they're wrong. And they are always attacking Christianity. I noticed even when the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, was in the White House, he had Big Mama, Michelle.
Yeah, right.
They would always attack Christianity, but protect Islam. And I don't remember, and if he did, I don't remember any time that Barack Obama stood up for Christianity.
No, I don't recall it.
Yeah. And last night they had, and I never watched those stupid award shows, so-called award show, but they had something like the Grammy or something happened last night. And even there, they attacked the Christianity. I heard a black guy saying that, one of the presenters, I guess, he said that his mother said that she doesn't watch the shows because white people don't thank God. And this guy said that the only people who thank God are white Republicans and drug addicts or something like that.
I saw a clip of that on Fox News this morning. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That is. It's terrible. Yeah,
but they
said
hate Christianity. again.
Yeah, they say that only Republicans and whites thank Jesus and God. And that kind of, yeah, it was pretty ugly. Now
it was.
Now, listen, Jesse, before we go to break, I wondered, how can people help you in this fight for right and for truth?
Well, number one, for sure, we need strong prayer, and then we need people to get involved. You know, contact your representatives to make sure they stand for truth. Also, donate to Bond. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. 28 years of doing it without one dime from the government. They can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND.
Okay, thank you for that. Listen, we're going to keep you over the next segment, too. We need to take a break. But okay. We're talking with Jesse Lee Peterson from Los Angeles, California. And we're talking about some of the issues of the day, and we're always happy to have him, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. We're talking with our good friend, Jesse Lee Peterson from Los Angeles, California. We've been talking about the fact that Media Matters is after him. That is the liberal, hateful press. They were trying to shut him down and trying to shut down that free speech. But I do want to ask Jesse about what's happening in Washington, D.C., because he always has, I think, a great feel for the pulse of America, and that's what's happening regarding Brett Kavanaugh and the hearings and the accusations. And I just wonder what your thoughts are generally on it, Jesse.
Well, first, I just want to remind the people that Media Matter is supported by George Soros and others, and so he's really funding them and encouraging them to do what they're doing.
Oh, and by the way, while we're on that, let me interrupt you real quickly. You know,
yes, uh-huh.
George Soros is not only funding Media Matters, but he's funding Beto O'Rourke, who's running against Ted Cruz here in town, or in Texas. And
yeah.
So Beto O'Rourke is funded by George Soros also, as well as Media Matters. So that's what's happening here. Yeah. Thank you for that.
I want to warn the people there in Texas that you better wake up and stay awake and get involved and be active, because these liberals are leaving California. Some of them are leaving California and other places, moving into Texas, Alabama, and other areas, Bible Belt areas, and they're trying to turn those areas to socialist society. They're trying to do what they've done in California and New York and other places, really usher in their ideas. And if you don't get out and vote and vote in the right kind of men and women, you'll look around one day and you would have lost Texas. These people don't stop. They're pushing evil, and they work overtime to get what they want by any means necessary. And we see that happening with Judge Kavanaugh. First of all, he's appointed by President Trump, recommended by President Trump. And they hate the great white hope. They hate
yeah.
President Trump. And they hate him because he's a good man. He put the country first. He's outspoken. He's not afraid of them. He's not subject to the media. This man stand for the country around the world instead of bowing down and apologizing for the greatness of America. They hate that. They hate the fact that this judge is not in support of abortion. That's one reason they hate him. And so this attack, and he is a conservative judge, and again, recommended by President Trump. So everything that the president is for, even if it is good for the country, the liberal media, the Democrats, the rhinos, and others will be against it. But this president is standing strong, and we need to stand with him, because if they can convince us to turn away from him, then it's over for the country. Another thing, this attack from this woman 36 years ago talking about the judge tried to rape her or something, 36 years ago in high school, I have to tell you, I don't believe that one iota.
Even the Bible says that against people, we're not to receive accusations except that the mouth of two and three witnesses. You know, you cannot take a man's career and family and throw it all in the toilet because of the word of one person. What have we become?
We know better than that, too. But we have allowed that to happen when you think about the laws that's been created against men and children. Women can now just say that about a man, and he has to try to prove himself. How do you prove a lie? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when the women accuse men of that, they say, well, you can't say that the woman is wrong. You can't disagree with her. You can't go hard on her for saying that. And so they want to be able to lie about you And not only prevent you from saying that it's a lie, they want to put you in jail.
Right.
It is the craziest thing I ever seen in all my born days.
Yeah, it's sad.
And they're just trying to stop this judge because he's appointed by the president. He's pro-life, and they don't like that at all. And that's what this is all about and nothing else, Bill. Before that, they liked this judge.
Yeah.
They thought he was great.
Yeah.
They had no problem with him.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what?
All of a sudden, he's a rapist.
You know, just to bring the listeners up to speed here, we're talking about the denial that Judge Brett Kavanaugh categorically, unequivocally denies a 36-year-old unconfirmed allegation by Christine Blasey Ford of an alleged drunken sexual assault when they were both teenagers. And Ford is a professor, by the way, I think it's in California at Palo Alto University.
Yes.
She's a big supporter of all Democrat causes. You also have the idea, the point is that Dianne Feinstein supposedly had the letter from this woman, from Christine Blasey Ford, long before that she brought it out. Why didn't she bring it out earlier if she thought it was damning evidence against Brett Kavanaugh? Why? Furthermore,
because
she's... Yeah, go ahead.
Ain't nothing there, Bill.
Right.
She's just trying to use this as a shock value to put fear and doubt in people so they can turn away from this man. I don't believe her in one iota.
Did you know also that Brett Kavanaugh's mother, Martha, was the judge who ruled against Ford's parents, Ralph and Paula Blasey, who owned property that was in a foreclosure case?
Yes. James talked about that today on my show.
Yeah.
And so we're thinking that it's partly revenge as well.
Yeah.
And also, he mentioned that, I believe James mentioned that, this woman was supposed to have talked to some counselor or something like that. And when she first talked about it, she said four men did that to her, or four men were in the room or something, whatever. I don't have all the exact facts. And now she's trying to say two of them, and one of them was the judge.
And here's another interesting fact, that Ford, this woman, has a brother named Ralph Blasey, who worked for Baker Hostetler, a law firm that retained Fusion GPS. That's the same D.C. company that, of course, is involved in the Steele dossier against President Trump.
Amazing.
I tell you, it's ugly, ugly material. So what do you think is going to happen? Are we going to have Republicans stand up with some backbone here, Jesse, or are we just going to cave in here?
Well, we've already had some of these right-o Republicans turning against what is right already. Is it going to be interesting to see it? People like Jeff Flake, who hate the president anyway, he's already turning. Bob Corker, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Croker. He wants to delay the decision-making. Susan Collins, according to the Daily Mail, and Lisa want to also delay it because now, and these are right-o Republicans anyway, but knowing President Trump and his courage and his love for the country and the fact that he has Twitter so that he can keep us informed as to what is going on.
Right.
Now, I could be wrong. I could absolutely be wrong. I think this man will be confirmed. It might be delayed for a minute or two, but I believe he will be confirmed.
Well, I hope you're right. I heard Jason Chaffetz say the same thing, and I like to believe that's true. I do worry because I know that the Republicans so frequently don't have any backbone. They don't have any spine,
yeah.
And it's just and there's so many of them that are hateful to President Trump. One more thing I wanted to ask you about real quickly, Jesse, and I know you're up on the issue. I didn't tell you I was going to throw this one at you, but you know what about this John Kerry going over to Iran and talking with them behind Trump's back and talking about the Iran nuclear deal that Obama had signed and trying to get them to, I mean, he's negotiating behind the president's back.
I honestly believe if I was president, if I could get into the president's body for one day, I would, that's treason. John Kerry's turning against the country. I would have him locked away for life. That is pure evil. It's hard to imagine that he can do that and get away with it. But it shows what the Democrats have been up to for years. It shows that they have never been about the country. They've been about power and wealth. They have never put America first. And I just think if pure evil, I believe he should be locked up. It is, if there isn't a law that says he could be locked up for it, they need to create one.
Well, I think you're right. I appreciate your statement on that. I think that's good and that's right, that's strong. So, well, listen, Jesse, give your website again so that people can help you out. I know that you need all the help you can get because you don't take any funding from the government or any source such as that, but just private funding and Christian people who are interested in the truth.
That's right. We've been around for 28 years and not one dime from the government. They can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse, for being here and taking your time and helping
yes,
us out on the radio.
It's an honor, and I'll be talking to you in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Lord bless you, Jesse. Welcome back. I do want to finish up a couple of thoughts that we left with Jesse Lee Peterson a few moments ago, and that is regarding John Kerry violating the Logan Act. And I have an article in front of me by Jeff Dunetz. He points out that this is a Democratic Party tradition. That is to violate the Logan Act. During interviews to promote his new book, Kerry told an interviewer he has met with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif three or four times since leaving office, and that their talks touched on international nuclear agreement, which Kerry negotiated and President Trump withdrew from because it was a bad deal. This was the first time that Kerry admitted his violation, but in May of this year, it was reported he had been secretly meeting with the Iranian Foreign Minister and European leaders, advising them how to save that particular deal. Now, these meetings are a violation of the Logan Act. What is the Logan Act? It is an act, it is a federal law that criminalizes negotiations by unauthorized persons with foreign governments having a dispute with the United States. It is unlawful to do it. But violating the Logan Act is not only Kerry's tradition, but it is a Democratic tradition. It is the lawlessness of the Democratic Party. For example, 1985, John Kerry traveled to Nicaragua. He was meeting with Sandinista President Daniel Ortega. The position of the Reagan administration was to support opposition to the Contras. Kerry wasn't interested in the administration's position. Upon his return to the U.S., Kerry met with President Reagan to convey a message from Ortega. Reagan wasn't thrilled, Kerry later told the New York Times. I bet not. January 2018, Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv reported that John Kerry has a message to Palestinian Authority President Abbas that he should stay strong in his spirit and play for time, that he should not break and will not yield to President Trump's demands because he said President Trump will be out of office within the year. That is a violation, once again, of the Logan Act. Saddam Hussein's forses invaded Kuwait, 1990. Before Bush's invasion, the peanut president, Jimmy Carter, wrote to members of the United States Security Council, asked them not to support the use of force against Saddam Hussein. This was once again a violation of the Logan Act. And we can go on and on with that. The ex-president, Jimmy Carter, continued to push the United Nations to not support President Bush, our duly elected president. How about 2008? Carter met with Hamas against the wishes of President Bush. And after days of negotiation, he announced to the world that Hamas is just a peace-loving bunch of guys and they're ready to recognize Israel. In a few hours, Hamas responded, they would never recognize Israel. That was due to peanut President Carter. How about this one? 5 months before the 2008 election, Barack Obama secretly told Iraq to stall on the status of forces agreement that they were negotiating with Bush number 43. Here's how NBC reported Obama's position on June 16th after his conversation in the U.S. with Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari. This is NBC now. Obama also told Zebari, he said, that Congress should be involved in any negotiations regarding a status of forces agreement with Iraq. He suggested it may be better to wait until the next administration to negotiate such an agreement. Wait until the next administration. He had no business doing it. Obama violated the Logan Act. But the most egregious example is when Ted Kennedy told the USSR in a memorandum that he would help them with negotiating with Reagan if they would help him become president in 1988. Now, in the early 1980s, the president, Ronald Reagan, was isolating the Soviet Union. You might recall that in history. Of course, if we teach history much anymore. While rearming the U.S. at a pace that the USSR could not keep up with, his strategy resulted in ending the Cold War, destroying the Soviet Union, and bringing down the communist dictatorships across Eastern Europe. So here is a quotation. In 1992, Tim Sebastian published a story about the memorandum in the London Times. Here in the United States, Sebastian's story received no attention. In his 2006 book called The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism, historian Paul Kengor reprinted the memorandum in full. The media, Kengor says, ignored the revelation. The document, Kengor continues, has stood the test of time. I scrutinized it more carefully than anything I've ever dealt with as a scholar. I showed the document to numerous authorities who deal with Soviet archival material. No one has debunked the memorandum or shown it to be a forgery. Kennedy's office did not deny it. So here are the details of Kennedy's approach to America's number one enemy long before Glasnost and Perestroika, way back in the dark days of bellicose nuclear standoff, according to the Soviet Communist Party Central Committee's secret files. That is, Kennedy dispatched former Senator John Tunney, a fellow Democrat from California, to seek face-to-face meetings between Kennedy and the General Secretary Yuri Andropov. Tunney brought with him a memo on the tense relations between the U.S. and Soviets, and Kennedy siding unequivocally with the Soviets and blaming Reagan. And on it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats have continued to violate the Logan Act. They're acting lawlessly, and John Kerry, as Jesse Lee Peterson put it, needs to be locked up. I also want to make mention of the fact that I myself have a book out. It is called Ezekiel, the Watchman of Israel, a study guide regarding the Old Testament prophetic book of Ezekiel, and you can buy it on Amazon.com. It is a study guide that helps you step through the book of Ezekiel and examine some of those very critical issues, as well as some of controversial issues, such as Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So Amazon.com is where you can buy that book. So go to our website. You can find everything here at American Liberty with BillLockwood.com. We thank you today for listening.